Far from the battlegrounds of Iraq, emotions about the war run deep as people across the country come to their own terms about the escalating conflict. A poll by the Pew Research Center suggests religious beliefs may not be as much of a defining force as people shape their opinions about the war. However, members of a Baptist church in Milwaukee say it is faith which sustains them as they pray for three of their own and the rest of the troops to make it safely home. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
At Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor George Jolly holds a weekly Bible study. This is an African-American congregation. Many here say now that America is fighting a war, the troops should be supported. But most, including Reverend Jolly, do not believe America should be involved in the Iraqi conflict.
The scripture says that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And so there's constantly going to be a war. Morally, I don't believe in war. This war, in my heart, I just don't feel that it's about what they say it's about. And so do I support this war? No, I support my sons.
A gilt-edged framed photo of Reverend Jolly's son, his stepson, and an assistant minister of the church is on display on a vestibule wall. All three men are in uniform.
It's Private First Class Derek Daniels, Private First Class Marcus Allen, and Private First Class Frederick Jolly.
The pastor's wife, Diane, points to each of the three young men as she talks about what they do.
My son is a mechanic. Derek is a mechanic. Marcus is in petroleum, and Fred is a supply specialist.
The Jollies haven't heard from their son since the war started. As the confrontation has escalated, Diane Jolly says she's been tense, watching television, listening to news reports, and praying.
We pray for protection, that God's will be done, and that when they do come back, they have peace of mind, that their minds, everything that's happening won't, you know, mess their minds up.
Pastor Jolly does not preach about the war from the pulpit. But the troops were mentioned often during a murmuring cacophony of individual prayers during the Bible study. Gloria Clark, the mother of assistant minister and now private first class Marcus Allen, says in addition to praying, the members of Mount Pilgrim have begun a letter-writing campaign to keep her son and the others encouraged.
By letting him know to keep the faith because he is a minister, and letting him know to don't give up on God, because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. They pretty much just, because in time like these, the only thing that they know to do is give them the word.
According to a Pew Research Center survey on religion and the war, just 1 in 10 Americans say religious beliefs have been the strongest influence in their thinking about the war. The influence of religious leaders may also be limited. But Jeff Backton, a deacon at Mount Pilgrim, says it's important that religious leaders speak out so people in the congregation are prepared for what may come.
Some families have already been affected by this, but if one of our family members or one of our members or someone we know don't shall not make it back, then we need to be equipped to know that it's not about us. And I think it's very important for the ministers to equip the members of the church to let them know spiritually, you know, that God is still in control.
Reverend Jolly says it's a message he'll preach as the war goes on and as he waits for the troops, including members of his church and family, to come home. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Milwaukee.